It was a freezing cold Saturday afternoon, but at 1 o'clock, Hyde Park was a sea of banners as an estimated 50,000 demonstrators congregated to hear speeches and make clear their stance against Israel's invasion of Gaza. Jean Lambert, EMP for London, was one of the speakers at the rally. She says the unprecedented large turnout is a sign of the public's growing dissatisfaction with the British government.
I think that the government's attitude, you know, can well lead to problems. People feel, you know, people feel very strongly about this issue. It's obvious that they do. And to feel that their government is being almost half-hearted, I think, is how it's seemed to some. That, you know, they were not willing to take immediate, rapid action, were not willing to speak out sort of publicly on this, I think means people feel unsupported.
There have been daily protests at the gates of the Israeli embassy in London ever since forces entered Gaza on the 3rd of January. Protesters believe that the Israeli military are unjustly killing hundreds of civilians in the Gaza Strip. Scottish musician Annie Lennox has been a high-profile supporter of the cause and was also amongst a number of officials and celebrities who spoke to the crowd, showing support for the Palestinians.
I am walking down the middle ground here as a humanitarian, and I'm asking, also demanding, that they create a longer truce, cessation of activities in order that the humanitarian international forces can enter into Gaza and at least try to give some kind of basic assistance to the people there.
Although the march started off peacefully, there were scuffles between protesters and police officers along the route. On Kensington High Street, protesters burnt flags and threw shoes at officers. When they ran out of shoes, they started to throw whatever they could get their hands on. Shop windows were smashed and a Starbucks along the route was trashed by protesters. At the conclusion of the march, there were more speeches and protest songs on a stage near the Israeli embassy. But once the official protest was over, there were further clashes between riot police and demonstrators, this time outside the embassy gates. Masked demonstrators pelted the police with missiles and eventually riot police charged the crowd. Ben Beach is active with the Stop the War campaign and was stewarding outside the embassy when the protest became violent.
Police in front of the embassy decided to draw their batons and attack the crowd. And at that point, it was just sheer pandemonium. People were running, people were screaming. Like, it became a stampede, and if one person had gone to the ground in that, they would have undoubtedly died, because the crowd, the people, would have had no choice but to step on them. And the force behind them would have meant, even if they wanted to, they wouldn't have been able to stop. The anger in the crowd just boiled over, and then things just went bad, really. People started breaking windows, like, and it stopped being about the march and its aims. It started being more about kind of spontaneous violence. The police, as a result, they sealed us in and they trapped us and they wouldn't let anyone leave. People were absolutely terrified. There were rows and rows of police horses forming up, battalions of riot police forming in, and we were convinced the crowd was going to be stormed. They surrounded us on all sides, they boxed us in, they slowly pushed us into a tighter and tighter spot. We were trapped and we had nowhere to go. It was absolutely terrifying.
Many demonstrators claim the police took a heavy-handed approach to controlling the protest. These activists claim officers attacked without warning.
They are wicked. They're using military force, you know? It's a police state. It's not democracy. Police state.
They beat me very hard around the head several times, despite the fact I had my hands in the air at the time. Batons, metal batons. I got hit in the face by a shield. Without warning. They weren't giving warning before they were charging forward. They were just charging forward.
Ben Beach told me that most of the small minority of demonstrators who were behind the violence did not seem to be affiliated with the Stop the War campaign or Palestinian organisations. He says there were anarchists amongst the crowd.
There was a kind of a hardcore of people. They didn't really seem to have any affiliations with the march or its objectives, or in fact any affiliations with the cause at all. Just seemed to be there just waiting to start a fight, and they're all wearing anarchist patches. Like, it seemed like they didn't really care what was going on, they just wanted to start a fight.
Many commentators think that the magnitude of the London demonstrations over the last few days reveals more than just anger at the British government's half-hearted efforts at resolving the conflict in the Middle East. In the wake of riots in Greece and smaller riots and protests all over the rest of Europe, including Moscow, Madrid, Rome and Istanbul, some observers believe that Saturday's action in London could be part of a growing frustration amongst European young people as a result of the global economic slowdown and soaring unemployment. But despite growing tensions in London, campaigners say they're not going to stop protesting until the British government takes action to resolve the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Here's Majid Alzeer, the General Director of the Palestinian Return Centre in London.
We are upset, we are angry. We will keep support protesting here in the heart of London, outside the Israeli embassy, outside the House of Commons, outside Kingdown Street, till such the attacks end.
Anti-war protests are continuing in London with daily demonstrations outside the Israeli embassy as activists try to raise the profile of the crisis in Gaza.